Yeah. This is gonna be kind of a weird episode, and I'm gonna tell you why. I took a pain pill today because I've been having back problems, which turned into a migraine because getting old. And so finally I was like, you know what? I got some pain pills from when I was in Mexico. And so I'm just really mellow today. So this is gonna be a mellow episode, bro. I don't know how that's gonna go because I feel like a lot of my persona derives from chaotic, fast-paced energy, and that might be lacking in this one. Or it might be hilarious because I'm going to be just really chill. Either way, listen, I have to do the podcast. This is what you're getting. You're getting, it's not low energy, it's chill energy that you're getting today. So maybe this is more of a, like, the, let's just chill and have some fun, guys. I don't know what's going to happen. Let's roll. Bing, bong, boom. Yeah.
Hi.
What's up?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I gotta fix my
audio. Fix the audio.
There we go.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Oh, I love to hear you say that.
What microphone is that?
I can't see you, though.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry. My shade was down.
You have a shade? What, are you scared people are watching you?
Isn't that funny that, like, the self-indulgence that people have, they're like, they're hackers that are definitely, like, looking into, like, what I'm doing is a little self-absorbed, but, you know, maybe they are.
You think it's happening to you?
No, but, like, I got a new camera, and it has the little flap, and, you know.
So you're like, I might as well use it.
Exactly. Like, why not, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Gary from Indiana, who's been checking in on me, might be watching me edit audio and Google stupid shit on IMDb, and I can't let him see that anymore. Gary, sorry.
What a tragedy.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
But what microphone is that?
It's just a little USB mic. Samson?
I'm going to venture to say that that mic's better than the one that you got at home.
Oh, well, I can start using this at home. It has a stand. I just didn't bring it.
Yeah, I don't know. The compression on it's great. I love it.
Oh, wow. Well, if it's Wells approved, it must be great.
I am a microphone dork. I will.
We know.
I will admit that. I was just telling the wife tears before I called you. So I don't know if I told you. I don't. Maybe I didn't. But, like, I've been having, like, back pain because your boy's old.
Okay.
And it started at the lower back, and then it moved up to the middle back. And then I think it got into, like, the neck area. And then yesterday, I've gotten, like, three of them in my life. Have you ever had an ocular migraine?
No. I'm assuming that means, like, behind your eyes.
From what I have deduced from WebMD, what happens to me is I'll have, like, a blind spot in my eye. Like, I can't see some things.
Okay, that's terrifying.
Totally. When it first happened, I WebMD'd it, and they're like, yeah, this happens, and it usually lasts for about, like, 30 to 60 minutes, then it turns into a migraine, which is kind of what happens to me. Like, I don't have a headache, but I'm noticing something's not right in my eye, and then after that kind of subsides, then I've got, like, this, like, neck migraine. But it's not really bad. It's not like the migraines that I hear about where people are like, I have to go sit in a dark room and, like, no loud noises or, like, light really affects. It's not like that. It's just kind of like a dull pain. And I was, like, trying to figure out what it was. And I was like, you know, maybe something I ate, you know, like, maybe my blood sugar was low, yada, yada, yada. And then it all came together this morning where I was like, my back still hurts. And now it's moved, like, from my lower back up to my neck. And maybe that's what's happened. So then I went and did I ever tell you the story when I was in Mexico and I almost died in a wave? And I got, like, my buddy Trevor, like, pulled me out of, like, the roaring surf, and my neck was all fucked up. And then how great Mexico is, we had, like, a doctor come over, and he's, like, gave me pain pills and, like, completely, it's like, God, Mexico, gotta love it.
Was this during Paradise or?
No, this was, we were out there for, like, Sarah's 30th. So this was a while ago. I'm scared of pain pills and just, like, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a bath. Which I'm not a bath guy.
No?
Not a bath guy, but I can't sit in it for very long, which is interesting because I love sitting in a sauna, but I can't sit in a hot bath for a while. I get, like, restless or whatnot. But I put some bath salts in there. I took one of those pain pills. And I'm just going to let you know right off the bat, this is going to be a very chill episode because your boy is feeling mellow.
You did this today?
I did today. I'm just.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm feeling a bit mellow, bro.
Wow. Would you ever like get in the bath and turn on a show?
I turned on the book I'm listening to, and that was kind of enjoyable. But I still got like restless and like hot, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing in here. You also feel, I feel very exposed in there, you know?
Vulnerable.
I'm very vulnerable. You know, my twig and berries are just out for the world to see. Gary from Indiana is probably watching.
Bubbles?
No.
Bubbles?
No, but
That helps because then you're like under the cover of bubbles.
Yeah,
you know?
I love the cover of bubbles. But I didn't do that because I put in bath salts and wow. No one told me about bath salts, like very, very chilling effect in there. Lavender scents were happening.
Ooh. Do you know what kind of bath salts you were using?
It was a purple bag. I want to say.
Is it Dr. Teal's?
Yep, that's what it is. Yep.
Oh, it's my favorite bath salts. Yeah. Give me a ding.
Gotcha.
So Dr. Teal's, they make a lot of different bath products. Bath salts are like it. It's like the it product. But they also make this like foaming bath, bubble bath, I guess, makes the bubbles in the tub, right? And they have all these different ones. You can get like lavender for like sleepy time, right? And like eucalyptus and all these things. They make one that's called like vapor something.
Yeah.
It's the same stuff that's like in Vicks vapor rub, you know, that clears your sinuses and everything.
Uh-huh.
When you're sick, it is incredible to sit in the bath with that vapor stuff from Dr. Teal's. I'm telling you guys.
Okay.
Gotta get it.
Gotta get it. All right. Not an ad. Should be. Dr. Teal's. Let's talk.
Because you know they're banking. I mean, they're in Ulta, Walgreens, Walmart. They're everywhere.
Yeah. They're in my bathroom. I never bought it. It's just, we have it. So anyway, it's going to be a mellow episode. And so I don't know how people are gonna react to it because, you know, I was talking about it before I called you. Like, I feel like a lot of what this show is like my chaotic energy.
Yeah.
And if I don't have it, like, what am I, you know?
Boring.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is an existential crisis that we're having right here. So I'm hoping that, like, as we get going, I'm going to kind of liven up. But
okay. Well, I hope so. Because I got to tell you, I've done nothing but horse show for a full 6 days. So not a whole lot of content coming from me. Unless you want to hear about how Astra ran away yesterday, which was fun.
Cool. You find her?
I did. Thanks to, also not an ad, but that Fi GPS collar.
Oh, yeah.
I've got it on her. And, you know, I bought those to use at home, right? Because on the farm, that way, like little dog, the beagle, she loves to escape and wander off for hours on end. So at least if she's on GPS, I can know that she's on property. So I usually only use them at home, but I was walking out the door and I was like, you know what? I'm going to grab this because you just never know when you need GPS on your dog, you know, especially Astra, because the thing about Azzy girl, she's passed out right now beside me. She is so smart. I swear she waits. Like if I'm watching her, like it's like, if I have one eye on Astra, you know, she's so good. She stays nearby. And if she's around the corner and I call her, she comes right back because she knows I'm paying attention to her. But the second I get distracted doing something else, like I was cleaning my tack yesterday and I just started and kind of forgot that I'd taken her off leash in the barn aisle, and the barns have these huge garage doors at the end. So it's like indoor, outdoor. I had just started doing something and 2 minutes go by, maybe 2 minutes. And I'm like, oh shit, Astra's off leash. Astra? And she's nowhere to be found. I call her name like 10 times. I'm like, gosh, dang it. And the property is huge. Like this place is massive. I would have had no clue where to even look for her if it wasn't for this Fi collar. Like, I don't know what I would have done. I would have for sure been in a panic. I would have definitely started crying. And I probably would have called 911 and demand that someone come help me find my dog. Because I was seriously, I was so scared. There's like roads everywhere. There's cars everywhere. Like she get hit by a car here. Like it was crazy. But thanks to my trusty GPS, I pull her up. It shows me. It shows Astra. She's very far away. But thankfully she's like not near people, because one time at a horse show, she wandered off and was down by the arenas where people are horse showing. And I'm like, oh my God, how embarrassing would it be if she wandered into the ring while somebody was competing? Like that would just be so so bad. I can't even tell you. Or like, God forbid she starts chasing a horse in the ring. Like, oh, so many nightmare possibilities. But thankfully she was like off in like in the pastures area. So the horses were in turnout down there, so like less dangerous. She was so far and she had chased this stupid dog that was also off leash. And he must have just like ran by the barn. And I, and like on my walk out, I had to ask people, I was like, have you seen a husky? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. Which way did she go? And they're pointing at us, like six people. Finally found her like a solid half mile away.
Yeah.
But if I hadn't had the Fi, I wouldn't have even known where to look.
I know. Well, they Apple has those now. Those little
the
like,
Apple tags.
Yeah.
I don't like those things. And I knew by the price point that those weren't going to be worth shit. Because they're like $39. And I was like, there has to be a catch here. Like, there's no way Apple makes a $40 product that actually like works well or has its own cell reception. It doesn't. Like, unless that Apple tag is near to your phone, it's not going to tell you where it is. It's going to tell you where it was last. It's going to tell you where it was the last time it was near your phone.
Got it. Well,
but that's not helpful when your husky's half a mile away.
Not to freak everyone out, but I've been hearing there are stories of like, you know, people like tracking other people's cars by, you know, like attaching those things to them. And
I read a story the other day where like, I think what happens is like, let's say I'm grocery shopping and have my purse like slung over my shoulder. Somebody could just slip one of those in there in my purse and then follow me home, like know exactly where I'm going to kidnap me or rape me or do something else psychotic. Like it is kind of scary. Someone could put one of those on you. You wouldn't even know.
Yeah. Gary from Indiana. That's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing. He's kidnapping women and watching you edit your videos.
Yes, exactly. He lives a very exciting life, fucking guy.
Apple tags, not worth it.
So
should we start this show?
Yeah, okay, let's do it. You start, because I can't do anything, right?
Bros and hoes, you're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with...
Wells and Brandy. All right, guys, Bowl and Branch, yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH. Promo code favorite. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So Sarah believes in Mercury and retrograde and all, you know, all this stuff, you know?
Obvi, yeah.
And if I'm being honest, I don't believe that stuff, you know, like,
oh my God,
I know.
How are you guys in a relationship?
No, like, but I respect her. And like, it just seems so crazy, like the, you know, like the orbits of the planets are affecting. It's a very idiocentric way of looking at the world that like my life is being affected by like Mercury doing something. And it's like, that's crazy to me. But then things happen where I'm like, fuck, she might be right. You know, like, what do I know? Like, what do I know? What do any of us know? You know, like that whole I don't know what I don't know thing. And so she told me that like Mercury is in retrograde and I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, it's like, she's like, be careful. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to continue with my life, but like, whatever. So I had gotten her this tennis bracelet for Christmas. I went to the store and I was like, hey, listen, she's very little. If this is too big, can I come back and get it resized? And they were like, yes, totally. I was like, great. Give it to her on Christmas. She loves it. But she's like, this is way too big. Like, it falls off my wrist. No worries. I'm going to take it back. They said they could fix it. I had taken it back and they're like, well, I don't know if we could fix it. And I was like, well, you guys kind of said that you could, but okay. And they're like, well, we're going to send it back to the manufacturer and see if they can do it. And then they called me and they were like, hey, listen, we can't do it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go back in there and see if there's a different bracelet for me to get, or I'm just going to return it and go find something else. I drive out to the place that I'd gotten it, and I go in there and I give them all the things, the receipt, the box, the little pink slip that they give me. Well, Adam, Adam, we don't have you in the system. And I was like, okay. And then they're like, where's the bracelet? And I was like, I just got finished explaining to you that, like, you guys took it and sent it to some place and you have it. And they're like, well, where is it? And I said, I don't know. You got it, I think. And they're like, well, we don't even have you in your system. There is no Adam Wells here. And I was like, well, right off the bat, not my name. My first name is Wells. My last name is Adams. And they're like, oh, okay. Oh, you are in the system. But in the box, there's no bracelet. And I said, yeah, I know. I just explained to you that you have the bracelet. So then some other guy comes out and he goes, oh, we have the bracelet. I go, yeah, no, I know. I said that to you. And then he goes, what's the problem? And I said, what do you mean, what's the problem? You told me that you sent it and you couldn't get it fixed. Oh, yeah, it can't be fixed. I said, just know, I know all this information. So then they're like, well, what do you want to do? And I said, well, let's look around for other things like this, you know, in the price range. Okay, great. So they go and show me some of the bracelets and, you know, one's $12,000 more than what I bought. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know about this one. They're like, well, what do you want? I said, well, I want something similar. I want something that's a tennis bracelet with a bunch of diamonds around it, you know. They're like, okay, great. So they show me a couple things and they're just like way out of the price range. And then the guy goes and he finds this gold bracelet. It's very pretty. And he goes, what about this one? It's around the same price. And I said, yeah, but there are no diamonds in it. And I kind of wanted a tennis bracelet. This seems more like just a bracelet. And he goes, yes, but it's the same price range. And I said, yes, I know that. But I want the diamond part of it. This is just a gold bracelet. And he goes, yes, but it's the same price. And I go, oh my God, no, I want a diamond bracelet. Then there's like another woman helping me. And she goes, he wants diamonds. And I go, yeah, I want something similar. And he goes, oh, okay. Well, we can get this bracelet. Going back to the one that's like $10,000 more. And he's like, well, yeah, Here's what we can do. And I told him that like how long it needed to be the right size. And he goes, well, this is too big. And I go, yes, I know this is too big. This is the problem. And he goes, well, this is what we'll do. We'll take some off. And I said, okay, if you take some of these diamonds off, does it become cheaper and then closer to like the price range? Well, no, what we do is we'll take a couple of those diamonds, we'll make some earrings out of it and a necklace out of it. And so I was like, okay, this is still $10,000 more than I wanted to pay. I can't do this. And he goes, well, what do you want to do? And I go, well, let's just return it and I'll just go to a different store and find something similar or whatever. And I understand that they totally want to like keep my sale and like keep the commission. Oh, yeah. And I'm fine with that. But I was like, listen, guys, we just couldn't find anything. So then the guy goes, yeah, but hold on. This golden bracelet is similar. And I was like, okay, I gotta go, guys. Gotta go. So then I'm walking out of that store. I'm like, man, like, that didn't work. So then I get to the Apple store. Now, Apple, love your shit, all right? Big Apple guy over here. I got the watch. I got the phone. I got the iPad. I got the computer. I got all the things. There's like two lines at the Apple store. A line for people that want to come in and buy something, and then there's a line for the pickup, right? Now, there is probably 15 customers in the store, and there's got to be 30 Apple employees in there, right?
Wow.
And there's a guy that's in the front with like a clipboard or whatever, or an iPad. And I go, hey, man, because I've been wanting to get a new watch band. I go, hey, man, can I just go and browse? I don't even know if I want to buy anything. Can I just go and browse, or do I got to sit in that line? He goes, no, you can go browse. Hold on, come with me. And I go, okay. And he takes me over to the line. And I go, wait, hold on. I just want to go browse. He goes, we got to check you in. So you got to be, and the line, of course, is like 30 people long. And I was like, no. So I can't go browse. He goes, no, you can't go browse. I said, why did you just tell me I couldn't go browse?
Browse all the time in there.
No, not over here. Man, they got fucking strict laws in Apple. They are running that thing like a, I don't know, like what? North Korea. So
I just walk in and do my own thing.
Oh, yeah. Not in L.A., sister. So I was like, why did you say I could go browse if I can't go browse? And he goes, well, you got to go sit in line. I go, that's not browsing. That's me waiting to get, I got to get my own genius guys. Want to look around, maybe, whatever. So I was like, I got to go. So I walk out of there and I'm like, oh, two for two. All right. And so.
All right, Mercury.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck, Mercury's happening, man. It's retrograding all over my fucking face. So then I come home, right? And, we get a bing bong, dogs go crazy. I walk outside, the TurboNext guy's here. Great. And he's like, hey, man, you know, it's like our monthly thing. I go, great. Come on in. I'll open the gates for you. And I go, hey, just so you know, I've seen a bunch of Black Widows over by the mailbox and by the gate for the cars to come in.
Okay, that's terrifying.
Yeah, so exactly. So I was like, so maybe let's focus where I've seen the Black Widows. And he goes, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not allowed to spray over where the mailbox is because it's like the we don't want to like get the post office guys, the mailmen sick. So I'm like, yeah, okay. And but I was like, but also by the gates, which are not by the mailboxes, I was like, I see them like on the like by the sensors. They always build nests over by the sensors. So like maybe spray it over there. And he goes, hey, man, does it rain a lot? And they get like wet in there. And I go, yeah. And he goes, that's why like the spiders, you know, like they hide underneath the thing and then they have safety or whatnot. And he's like, I can't spray over there because the sensors, whatever. And I was like, okay. So I don't know what to tell. I'm just telling you where I've seen the thing that I think that you're here to kill. And I'm telling you where they are and you don't want to do that. So go spray where the spiders aren't, fine, but I don't think that you're doing the thing that I think I need you to do, you know?
The thing you're paying for them
yes,
to do.
Yes, so I was like, so let me get this straight. Like, so I'm telling you where the Black Widows are, and you won't go spray there. I go, ah, yeah, listen, I can't because of the sensors. And I was like, oh, my God. So I was like, do what you got to do. Go in there. Go whatever. And then I walk in, and Sarah's sitting there. And I visibly like, what the fuck, you know? And she's like, what's going on? And I was like, Mercury's in fucking retrograde, sister. And she's like, I told you.
You're like, I am a believer. You talked with your hands so much in the past 10 minutes, I can't even tell you.
I know. Oh, God. Did we talk about this? Oh, no, you talked about how annoying
Jesse
talks with his hands. And I was like, that's
it's
what
so
I,
annoying. Yeah. It's still a problem.
I know. There was a post about it where Chris Harrison's talking with his hands and Jesse's talking with his hands and then I'm talking and my hands are down by my side and they're like, well, we guess we know why Wells didn't get the job because he doesn't talk with his hands. Like, man, if only you knew.
Sure do.
Yeah. You know, maybe there is a planet that's orbiting this sun that is fucking with my shopping experience and that's what Mercury retrograde is and that's what's happening.
I could get down with it.
I don't know. There is something to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things just aren't working. You know? And I don't know why that is.
Oh, yeah. It's Mercury.
It's retrograding all over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you win your horse showings?
I did not. I did this horse show last year, and it was the first year it was open. So it was still a lot of people, but nothing like this year. There are 60 people in my classes. That's so many.
Damn.
Normally there's more like 20, you know?
Mm-hmm.
60. You have to go so fast to get in the ribbons. And my horse, Star Girl, she's like, it's like turning like a wide load truck, you know? So she's just not the fastest. She's a very big step and she can eat up the ground, but the turns get us. And these people, I was watching some of them go earlier in the class today. They are whipping. Like they give zero fucks if they slide, if they slip. They are in it to win it. And I don't know, it's very competitive, but I'm happy to be here. You know, we just moved Star Girl up to the meter 20 and 25 division. It's only our second show there. And she's been really, really good. A very grown up girl. And I'm very happy with her. But haven't been in the ribbons yet. But that's okay. Because we've had really great rounds. We're here for another week, though. So this week, you know, I'm kind of thinking like this is going to be like a practice. Like just getting into our groove. You know, getting our feet wet in this like in this big division. And then next week, we're going to come to party. Hopefully.
I was watching this thing on TikTok. And listen,
I think I got to get TikTok.
You got to get TikTok. This is how to never be nervous. Okay.
Okay.
So they put people in control groups in like a karaoke competition, a negotiation competition, a standardized test, and a track meet. And there were only the only difference between the groups is one group was taught in a situation that made them nervous to simply say, as dumb as this sounds, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to run this race. I'm so excited to take this test. I'm so excited to get out there and sing. Even though they felt nervous, I'm so excited. And the people that were taught to say, I'm so excited, outperformed the people who had no tools. And the reason can be explained by chemistry and physiology and neurology.
Isn't that crazy?
I want to know more.
I know. Well, that's all I got. There's things that make us all nervous. I always like the feeling of nerves, especially when it comes to like doing things live or on stage or whatever, or like even if I'm filming something, because that means it matters to me. Like if it didn't matter to me, I wouldn't have any nerves, because I'd be like, I don't give a fuck.
For sure.
You know? But when I do have nerves, it means I give a fuck and I want to do well because it means something to me. I think that we all have these stupid lizard brains where we can very easily trick ourselves, and it's just nerves is just an emotion. And if you can trick the emotion from basically being scared to being excited, obviously it affects how you perform. And I'm going to start doing that a lot where like when I do feel nervous and be like, I'm just excited, you know, like even though I know that I'm not excited, I'm fucking terrified. But maybe it works, you know?
I'm going to try it tomorrow.
You should. I'm so fucking excited, you know?
Yeah, for my big classic tomorrow.
Do it. Tell me how it goes. Okay. I want it because I'm going to go play in this golf tournament next week.
Yeah.
And so this come out the day before we start playing. And I know I'm going to be nervous because there's going to be a gallery there where I'm going to be like, I'm going to shank a ball and kill Gary from Indiana, probably. But I'm going to go there and be like, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to do this. And Ben Higgins is playing it with me. And so I sent that to him to be like, we got to remind ourselves. We're excited. This is exciting. And we'll see how it goes. So I'm going to come back with some information. You come back with some information. We'll see if it works.
Okay. Love that.
I do too. I'm all for that. Do you have some fave things, bro?
Yeah. Wow. 40 minutes and no fave things.
So good. So good.
Well, okay. So I know we're like, a week, this is going to be a week behind, right? Because we hadn't seen Bachelor when we recorded last week, and we haven't seen, you know, this coming weeks yet. But we have to talk about the psycho blondes that look identical.
Yeah, the ones that were talking to each other. And even my story, I was like, this is the same person.
Yeah, they're the same person. And it's funny because you said, was it Cassidy? Was Cassidy the one you said reminds you of Olivia?
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, the other girl really looks like Olivia.
Yeah.
It like her, like she has the same look and she kind of acts the same too. Who do you think is the worst one? Do you think Cassidy's worse, or do you think, what's the other girl's name? Is that what she was calling herself? Shanae?
I don't know. They're the same person.
Okay. And okay, let me just anybody out there that's trying to get on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, anyone out there that's casting, whatever, and gets to be on this show, let me tell you one thing. The minute you start talking in third person, you're a psychopath.
Done.
Like, don't start that shit. Mm-hmm. Quit calling yourself by your own name. That's stupid. Don't talk in third person. You look and seem crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially when you're talking about yourself and you call yourself Shanae.
Is that not her name?
It's Shanae.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then she's like, I was Shanae when I first got here, but now I'm Shanae and I'm here to win.
I know. I went and had dinner with someone from the Bachelor world that's very high up in production.
Okay.
And so we were talking about it and I was just like, this is fun. Like Clayton seems boring as all fuck, but like everyone says that the greatest bachelor that we've ever had is Ben Higgins, who is boring as all fuck. So like, it's all about the girls and like, I'm excited. That's not a diss on him. That is.
No, Ben's great. I know.
And also like being boring means you're kind of normal, you know, like.
Totally.
Yeah. And that's why you're boring, is because everyone's like, crazy, you know, like talk a third person, Ben, and you know, he won't do it because he's normal, you know. So like Clayton's boring, but like I think he's probably just very normal. But the girls seem a little unhinged, which I love. And so I was talking to him about it, and he was like, "Man, I just got to tell you, the end of the show is amazing. You are going to love it, and like it's just going to keep on getting ratcheting up, getting better and better and better." And I was like, "Hell yeah, I cannot wait."
That's what we like to hear.
Yes. And this is also something that would be very honest to be like, I don't know about this season. He would tell me that, and that's not what he said. So I'm excited.
Love that.
We're still too early in for me to have like distinct lines in the sand about what I feel about these people. And
that's true.
And we're also so early in that storylines are going towards people who are not going to be around very long, because they are going to leave. We need to understand their character arc sooner. So,
So that we can feel invested when they go to paradise.
Yes, exactly. Ding, ding, ding.
I just could not believe, like, I mean, I can, because I just, everything on this show is believable at this point, but this freaking Cassidy girl, who's a nut, pretty much like amps this Shanae girl up, right? She's like, you on this date, like, and I don't know why, because she, Cassie wants to win so bad. I'm like, why are you helping Shanae out, you know, and telling her your quote unquote secrets that you think are working for you? If you're so competitive, but whatever. She gets this Shanae girl all wound up, turns her into Shanae, and sends her out on this date and tells her like, make your mark, get your man, you know, be a pre, like whatever, go get it, and creates a monster. Okay. Then the monster comes back for the cocktail party where they're all together. And then she's sitting there, Shanae is sitting there like telling all her shit. I don't know, like complaining about something because she, what'd she do? Like, oh, she like lied about, she literally, literally just told a lie about the girl that was doing the best on the group date, whose name I can't remember, the blonde girl who honestly, like I don't really care too much about her anyway, but I did feel bad for her because it was literally like, this girl was just like, yeah, Elizabeth or whatever her name is two-faced, like just pulled it out of thin air, complete bald-faced lie. Like what? And then comes back and tells the group this. Cassie turns on her so fast. She's like, yeah, nah, dog. Like your side, like you're not right here. Like I can't back you up here. And it's like, what? You just created me. You just told me to do all this. And now you're going to sit here in front of all these girls and literally drop me.
Yeah.
But Shanae's not even mad. Shanae's not even present enough to realize that the girl is doing this to her. It is absolutely insane.
God, the things that I would do different if I got to go back on that show, I would be the biggest pot stirrer in the world. And that's why I loved Evan so much. And I know a lot of people didn't like him and thought he was weird or whatever, but Evan was the best pot stirrer ever. I wish I had done that. Like looking back, like I wish I had been like trying to manipulate people into doing some weird shit just for my own entertainment.
I kind of wish you could get a do-over because we did not get to see all of Wells's flying colors on that show.
Absolutely did not.
No.
I would have played
not even a handful of them.
No. I played it very close to the vest. I thought
you did.
I think I did it right because everything worked out pretty well for me, but like yeah, the world was denied such gold.
So much.
So much gold. Oh man. Anyways, I am excited about this season. I think everyone that's like a little on the fence about it, I would say stick with it. I think this one's going to get really good.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Is that enough bash talk?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm caught up on 1883.
Same.
It's just so good. This episode was hard for me to watch. The River episode.
Yeah.
I just think so much about, you know, yeah, this is fiction, but like, God, this really happened. And to think about these people doing this is just so freaking crazy to me. And just, you know, to watch them crossing this river and like all the people that died, I'm sure horses died, which, you know, breaks my heart. And like, they just lost so much stuff. And it's just so, so heartbreaking and so crazy to think about people actually doing this in the freaking 1800s.
What annoyed me the most about this episode was, so for people that aren't watching us, this is basically the game Oregon Trail, but on TV. And so they have to cross a river. Two things. All these people from like Finland or Switzerland, wherever they're from, that they're taking to Portland, can't swim because it's like,
which is crazy.
Which is like illegal in their society to swim or whatever. If I were the people leading them, before we left, first question would have been like, can we all swim? And the second they said no, we'd be like, guess what we're going to go do? We're going to take swimming lessons real quick, you know, just real quick. We're going to learn how to dog paddle, you know, or maybe get some floaties, some sort of buoyant material just in case this happens. But the fact that we got to a river and then they were like, you guys can't swim? I mean, that's a little bit on the leaders of just not knowing that, you know?
Yeah.
The other thing is Sam Elliott is like, you guys got to lose everything. Like, you can't have all this stuff in your wagons because it's going to sink to the bottom. Mm-hmm. And so you need to get rid of everything. You're telling me you guys have been traveling for like the past like 3 months and no one walked around was like, wow, you guys got a lot of pianos back there. Like you can't have that, you know, like they should have had a meeting in the beginning, which I think they did, but like maybe they didn't understand like the gravity of it. Like, hey, that piano, before we start going, just sell it here. Just sell it here. Get as much money as you can. So when you get to Portland, you can just buy another one, you know?
I know. That was the saddest part, was like that they could have sold it and at least gotten something for it in Fort Worth. I mean, I think the language barrier is probably a huge roadblock, right? Like with that kind of thing. But yeah. Oh, man. The show's so good.
So good. I love how Tim McGraw was like, we're all going in the morning. And then he's like, fuck you guys. We're going in the middle of the night. Because I thought he was just going to be like, peace out. We're leaving. You guys are all effed. And we're going to keep on going because we've crossed the river. But he stuck around. So that's nice of him.
Yeah, he did.
I also love like the invention of pants happened in that episode, which was great.
I kept thinking, like, when is this girl going to get out of this dress?
Yeah.
We got to get her in some riding clothes was just been my thought throughout the whole thing.
She got a lot of gold. She got way too much gold.
I know.
On.
And I feel like this is going to come back around to bite her in the ass.
Yeah.
She's told somebody she's got all this money on her wrist.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to end badly.
Yeah. Anyways, 1883. Great show.
Great show.
Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of horses, we watched a movie called The Last Duel. Have you seen that?
Oh, no.
So the cast is insane, by the way.
Where do you watch this?
It was on HBO Max, but it was also in theaters. King Charles VI declares that Knight Jean de Carrouge settle his dispute with his squire by challenging him to a duel. So Ridley Scott directed this.
Love.
Starring, wait for it, Matt Damon.
Love.
Adam Driver.
Love.
Ben Affleck.
Love.
And Jodie Comer, who's in Killing Eve.
Oh, I haven't seen that actually.
Oh, that's a great show.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I will say this, like as good of actors as Matt Damon and Ben Affleck and Adam Driver are, they're supposed to be French and they have British accents, which is confusing. Not the greatest period piece actors. If we got a movie that's taking place in Southie, they're great. But maybe the medieval world of France, not their thing. All to be said, the story is really, really compelling. So it all kind of predicates around these two squires, Adam Driver and Matt Damon, who basically fight for the king. They become friends, but Matt Damon is like not easy to get along with. And Adam Driver is really good friends with, I think he's the Count, which is Ben Affleck's character. And so Matt Damon's kind of like all the things that happen for Matt Damon are bad. And all the bad things that's happening to Matt are good things that are happening for Adam Driver's character. Matt Damon's character starts to kind of hate Adam Driver's character. Matt Damon gets married to this beautiful woman whose family is like not in great standing with the king or whatnot. And that's Jodie Comer. And then it all kind of predicates around Jodie Comer's character accusing Adam Driver of raping her to her husband, Matt Damon. So you see Matt Damon's side of the story and it goes through the entire thing, which ends in like them dueling, but you don't see how it ends. And then goes to Adam Driver's perception of the story, which is much different than Matt Damon's perspective. And then it goes into Jodie Comer's perspective of it. So you get the three perspectives of this one transgression, which is her getting raped. And then the duel happens at the end, which is very, very interesting to see the little micro nuances of how people were perceiving the things that were happening. And then it also goes back to that thing that everyone talks about, the truth is, there's one person's truth, there's another person's truth, and then there's the actual truth. Which
totally.
So like the concept of the movie is phenomenal. I would say the execution of it isn't like super great, but the story is compelling enough, giving it a ding. It's also, if you have HBO Max, go ahead and watch it. But my big takeaway was, it looks like it fucking sucked to live in the Middle Ages, dude. Sucks so hard. And here's my thing. This is what I was bringing up to Sarah. And I know that because I'm on painkillers right now, like I'm kind of all over the place.
Oh, boy.
But I was thinking about this last night. I was like, so they're in France and it's like the duel happens like on this like snowy day, right? And everyone looks so fucking cold. And they're in this metal armor, which I'm sure is fucking freezing. And also so heavy and chain link. And I'm like, first of all, these guys, there's no way that these guys can wield swords and stuff with all this stuff on them. I bet you watching fights with everyone in like armor was hilarious because everyone's moving at like a snail's pace. It sort of picks shit up and like moves shit around, stab and everything. But it seems so miserable to live at that time in a place that was like snowing. And then I went to it. I was like, why did the settlers of America decide to build New York City in New York. I love New York, but New York's fucking cold a lot of the time, you know? Like, that seems like it sucked. Like, why is it, like, our biggest city in Cuba, you know? Like, where it's, like, always beautiful and nice all the time. I don't understand. You guys got all the way over here. I know you knew that those islands existed, you know? Why are you building way up there when you could build down there? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Very true.
If I went all the way over across the sea and I was like, it's fucking cold 6 months out of a year here. No, thank you. But I know that Florida exists. Let's go to Florida. It's always nice down there. Anyways, I know it's like kind of a sidebar, but that's my thought.
Sidebar. It's a good thought. Yeah.
Like, and I get why people didn't go to California because, like,
So far.
And, like, you know, you're protected by South America. You have to travel all the way down there or, like, get in a wagon train, you know, learn how to swim. But, like, New York, man, it's cold up there. It's like cold. And so I brought this up to Sarah, and she was like, well, I was like, why wouldn't you go to Florida? She was like, well, alligators. And I was like, yeah, I guess. She's like, yeah, that place.
Hurricanes.
Yeah. Just alligators. It's protected by dinosaurs. And I was like, yeah, I guess. But, like, anyways, I'm sure there's, like, some actual, like, civil engineering reason as to why they did that. I'm sure, like, Florida was, like, a lot more swamps then. I don't know. Maybe not a deep harbor. I get it. But still, you know there's warm places down there, guys. What's going on?
Priorities.
Yes. But, yeah, I really liked The Last Duel. We started watching Hawkeye, which I thought was, like, kind of like a Christmas show. So it's part of the MCU. Do you know this show?
Mm-mm.
It's Jeremy Renner's character from Marvel Cinematic Universe, but now this is a show on Disney Plus. Hailee Steinfeld is now a part of this world where she's like an archer and kind of like teaming up with Jeremy Renner, and it happens during Christmas time, and so that's why there's like a lot of Christmas theme. And it came out, I think, right before that, so that makes sense why I was like, oh, this is like a Christmas movie, but it's really, or a Christmas show, but it's like really not. It's just another MCU thing that just so happened to happen during the Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, really, really good. I wouldn't say it's as good as like Loki, but it's fantastic. And Disney's doing such a smart thing because they are getting to make all of these different shows that's all predicated around the same thing.
I know.
And they're just raking in all this money. But like Florence Pugh's in this and she's great from like her other movie that she did with Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like bringing everyone together. And so I'm bummed because we haven't gone to the movies because Omicron, we're scared to kind of go outside and everything. But I haven't gotten to go see Spider-Man and I want to go see Spider-Man. And I know what Spider-Man's doing. I don't know. And this might be a spoiler, but I know they're bringing in all the other Spider-Men to create the Spider-Verse.
Oh.
And so you're now, not only are they like using all of the different characters for like their own things, but they've now figured out a way to bring in characters from like past movies, just being like, well, it's a different universe, which is genius and so fun. And I just feel like Disney is just making so much money.
They've always been making so much money.
I know. They're smart over there. The Imagineers. I know. So Hawkeye's great. Go check that out. The other one is Only Murders in the Building. Have you watched that?
No, but I've come across that. What's that on?
It's on Hulu. It's a fun whodunit. Again, the cast is so good that it can't be bad. It's Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, you know? So you got like those two old fucking hilarious comedic actors. And then you have Selena Gomez, who is a very talented, but young comedic actress, bringing together kind of both of those worlds, all in the like whodunit murder mystery vibe. And so if you're into that, if you're like, glass of wine, true crime, in bed by nine person, Only Murders in the Building is great.
Okay.
Sarah watched Encanto. I didn't watch it, but it's like the newest Pixar Disney thing, and she absolutely loved it. So,
really?
Yes. I didn't watch it just because I was like doing something else.
What I'm excited for? I think it's coming out soon.
Huh?
Season 2 of Bridgerton.
Oh, yeah.
And also Ozark. Isn't it coming back this month?
I hope so.
I think it is. I think like maybe next week.
Let's look it up. We need some more Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
January 21st.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell to the yeah, dude. I talked about it last week, the book that I read by Hank Green, which is called An Absolutely Remarkable Thing, which I loved so much. And then I found out, because I was talking about it, and people started messaging me being like, you know that Hank Green's brother is John Green, who wrote The Fault in Our Stars and Paper Towns and Turtles All the Way Down.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, these brothers are geniuses. So I started
talented.
So I started reading the second book in this Hank Green story or a series called A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor. Mm-hmm. So good. It is so good. It needs to be a show so badly. It's not Catcher in the Rye or Dostoevsky. Like, it's not like going to change your world. And I'm sure there's a lot of like typical novellic tropes in it. But the story is so fun and fast paced and entertaining that like I don't care and I love it and I can't wait for it to be a show. So anyways, if you haven't read An Absolutely Remarkable Thing, go read it and then get into A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor. I'm only like halfway through the second book, but I just love the whole thing. It's so good.
You're cruising through them though.
I am. And that is a good example of when I like something, I just fly through that shit.
Yeah.
You were on like a design show with your mom. Mm-hmm. Were you guys like remodeling things or was it just like interior design stuff?
No, it was both.
Yeah. Okay.
We had a whole construction crew.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Been watching a lot of Fixer Upper and Chip and Joanna Gaines. They've now changed. Now the network's called the Magnolia Network. I don't even know what's going on, but those.
It's crazy.
They are taking over the world. But I've been watching a lot of that show. Okay. Here's my question. For all those Fixer Upper shows and for you, why the fuck don't you guys know where load-bearing walls are? Every episode, they're like, oh, we can't do it. This is a load-bearing wall. How do you not know that? I assume that the plans are on the internet that you could look to see where the load-bearing walls are. It's always like, oh, no, now what we have to get a new beam. This is going to cost another $5,000. Why doesn't anyone know where the load-bearing walls are? Need to know.
Because if we knew where they all were, there would be no story arc, no conflict, no drama, and no show. Wells, you of all people should know this.
That was the correct answer.
Yeah,
I know. You are right. But I swear to God, every episode, oh, we can't
like,
do it.
Can we come up with some new drama here? Yeah. Like the load-bearing wall drama it's run its course.
Every time, I'm sure the producers are like, all right, in episode 3, act 4, we got to do the load-bearing wall problem. We got to do it again.
And everybody that's actually like working on the house is like, no, do we have to?
Yeah.
And do this reno.
They always have to call the person. Hey, so we're terrible at our jobs and we don't know where load-bearing walls are, but this is going to cost you an extra $5,000. And you're like, fuck, why didn't you guys know that?
To be like, what?
No,
we don't have an extra $5,000. This is going to really put a wrench in our plans.
Yeah. Oh,
the stress.
Oh, guess we can't do the shiplap on the wall. No subway tiles because we got the load-bearing wall, guys.
Oh. Oh, television.
Oh, television, how great you are. You have a long drive. You're down in Florida, right?
Yeah. On my drive here, I was like, I wish I could watch TV while I'm driving.
I know.
And what's funny is I actually was just talking to somebody last week about road trips. And they were like, yeah, I watch Netflix on road trips. So I'm like, while you're driving? They were like, yeah. I was like, what? That sounds so dangerous.
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
And I just like, I was like, I just feel like, there's no way I could like pay attention to a screen. It for me, it would be like listening. I would just be listening. So at that point, it's like, what's the point of having the screen and why not just like audio it, you know?
Well, that was going to be my suggestion. Like you're on these long road trips. Why aren't you listening to books on tape?
I just can't do it. It's like I told you, it's like one in one ear, out the other. Like I would listen to it and not even hear it. I just can't do that. I'm the music gal.
Yeah.
When I'm honestly, you're gonna love this. I got so desperate on like hour 8.5 of my 10-hour road trip that I listened to the first half of our podcast from last week.
What were your thoughts?
I mean, I wouldn't listen to us every week.
God.
But I'm glad other people do.
Gotta cut that.
No, actually, I actually was like, you know what? Wells and I are kind of funny.
Yeah.
We got a good thing going, but I can still only make it through half.
Well, that's good to know. Where are you in Florida?
Ocala.
How close is that to Orlando?
I'm not sure. Maybe like 2.5 hours-ish.
All right. All I'm saying is you're going to be down there when Ben and I are playing this golf tournament. You can come hang out with us.
When's your golf tournament?
It starts on Thursday and goes through Sunday.
Oh, well, that's exactly when my horse show classes go.
I know, but what's more important? Seeing Ben and
my horse show that I'm paying out my ass to do.
I guess.
It's a bummer you're not like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because those are my like chill days.
Well, we are going to be there then. We're just playing like practice rounds and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll come down and say what's up on like Tuesday.
Yeah. And for everyone else out there, if you live in the Orlando area, come hang out, because I know that I assume they're going to put Ben and I together in the first couple like days, because why not consolidate like fan groups of people, you know?
Oh, it's only an hour and a half.
See, come on, come hang. And then
there's
a concert with like the Goo Goo Dolls and like Sarah Evans and stuff.
I love the Goo Goo Dolls.
Who does it?
How old is John Resnick these days? He's got to be up there.
Dude, best.
Loved him.
But yeah, if you're in the Orlando area, we are playing at Lake Nona. I believe you can get tickets Thursday through Sunday. And it's the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions, if you want to look it up. And it's going to be fun.
Okay. Wow, Orlando.
There's going to be a bunch of other like celebrities there as well. Not to say that Ben and I are that, but you can come hang out. It'll be great.
Yeah. How cute.
Yeah. So cute. You want to do some fuck you very muches?
Is Jess coming too or just Ben?
I think Jess is coming. Ben's dad is his caddy. My brother's my caddy.
Because they live in Florida now. I mean, they're all the way down in Sanibel.
Yeah.
Florida geography just really, I'm just not familiar.
I know. And just think, if the settlers had just had Florida be the capital, it would be great. You want to do some fuck you very muches?
Yeah, let's do a couple.
This is from Mandino1234. Subject line, funny stuff. 5 stars. Thanks. Love the banter, and exotic grandpa is my favorite. Always makes me laugh. Don't stop, erotic grandpa.
Okay, I have to tell you, Tish, my mother, saw our Photoshop from last week on the YFT Instagram, and she was like, what the fuck is erotic grandpa? And I told her what it is, and she was like, ew, that sounds awful. And I was like, I know, that's why he's in the casket.
This one is pretty interesting. This is from Carissa. Subject line, I feel tricked. 5 stars, thank you. For 2 weeks, you teased this story about Brandy and what I'm only assuming is a douche of a dude, and then you're trying to act like we don't remember. We remember, and it's rude. Do you think that we're dumb? We're better than that. Give us the goods.
Okay. I'm finally in a place where I can give you guys the cliff notes on this.
Okay.
I'm not going to like deep dive into the story because I just can't even like go back into it. But basically, here's what happened. Met a guy on a dating app.
Yep.
Red flag number one. Mm-hmm. Talked to him for like a month or two. I don't know. Not even 2 months. Probably like a month. And then went out with him a couple times in Nashville. Went to dinner. Had a great time. You know, seemed like a great guy. And then we kept talking via FaceTime for a couple months. And things are going great. And then I go visit him. And, you know, after talking to somebody for like 4 months, you're like, I know this person. Like, we talk every day. We talk for hours. Like, we've just talked about so many things. Like, this isn't going to be weird at all. It's going to be great. Because, like, we just know each other so well. We get along so well. We have such a good connection. Okay, get there and start catching him in all these lies.
Mm.
Like, the dumbest lies that, like, if he had just told the truth, I wouldn't have cared about at all. And it kind of seemed like the lies maybe started with him just trying to impress me, which I think is adorable, because I definitely want somebody to feel like they need to impress me because I'm a queen, obvi. Mm-hmm. But like, obviously this went like way too far with that. And I would confront him about the lies and he would just lie straight to my frickin' face. And
Double down. Is
where I draw the line. It's like, you know what? If you lie, whatever. But when you get caught, you'd have to come clean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone can look you in the eye and just lie to your face, that is the biggest red flag that could ever exist. Even if it's about something stupid. I don't care if you're lying about the fact that you ate a red apple instead of a green apple. Don't lie to my face about it.
Fair enough.
Because if you're going to lie about what color the apple was, what are you going to lie about down the road? Yeah. You know?
It's true. It's a slippery slope.
So I was just very disappointed. Very devastated, because I actually really liked the guy and thought it was going well and thought it could be something great. But you know what? I ain't got time for liars. So moved on.
Do you want to talk about like the amount of travel you did for this?
No, No, I don't. Okay. Don't want to talk about that.
All right. Well,
we're just not going into specifics.
Yeah. All right. Well, for the Y of Tears, I've heard the story. Brandy did a lot of traveling for this guide, only to find out that there was a lot of red flags and then had to do some crazy traveling away from him.
But look at who you're talking to. This, you're talking to the person whose previous relationship was long distance with someone in South Africa. I've clearly made these mistakes before. I don't know. I guess I don't learn my lesson. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, everything's a learning opportunity, you know?
I know. I guess for me, like, I love to travel. I do. I definitely don't want somebody that lives like in Nashville. Ew, then I have to see you every day. No, mm-hmm. thanks. I like my space. But also, like, I just don't ever want to be that person that's like, that would be like, oh, well, distance is like a deal breaker. Cause that's stupid. It's so easy to hop on a plane. So easy to get in the car, like whatever.
Yeah, man.
So anyway, that's the Cliff Notes.
Yeah. All right. I think that's fair enough. I heard the entire story for the wife. I heard the entire story and it's ridiculous and dumb. And I think what I took away from it is Brandy's right. Especially in the beginning of a relationship, if you're lying about a bunch of shit, what are you doing? Stop. That's not the way to start a relationship. Do better. Anyways.
Yeah. I mean, cause like honesty is like pretty key like that. I mean, God, if you don't have like trust and honesty with somebody, like you're screwed.
Yeah. Exactly. You know? I gotta say, like, the fuck you very much segment is just a thank you very much segment now. And I do like the constructive criticism cause it's funnier for us. So
I like both.
I do too. But anyways, keep them coming. Go write a review on Apple Podcast. Just give us 5 stars, and then you can say whatever the fuck you want, and then we'll talk about you. Thank you very much. All right, do you have anything else?
That's all I got, bro.
All right, well, let's just go out on some goo goo.
Love it. Which song are you choosing?
I got Iris, you know?
Oh, the classic, yeah.
Gotta go with the classics.
Classic.
But Black Balloon, man, great song.
That whole album was really
good. Name, Slide, Sympathy. Yeah, you're right, though. If you want to come hang out with Ben and I, we're going to be at the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions in Lake Nona, Orlando, Thursday through Sunday, playing some golf, drinking some beers, having some fun. Or you can go watch Brandy in a different place in Florida, ride horses around. Is there like a crowd that comes?
There is. My classes go during the day, so there's not as much of a crowd as the night classes, but there are seats. Like, anybody can come and watch, so.
Is it free?
I think so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's free. And it's actually cool here. There's restaurants on site. There's a Starbucks. There's shopping. Like, it's pretty great here.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we love you guys. Sorry that I was kind of mellow today. I feel like I came out of it, though.
You did.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Drugged Wells is still a great Wells.
Drugged Wells still gets the job done.
Yeah.
And hey, remember, if you're nervous about something, no, you're not. You're just excited.
You're excited.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. The tears that ain't coming. All the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed. Just know you're alive. Don't Damn, want the deep. World see me. Cause I don't think that they'd okay. understand when everything's meant to be broken. I just want you to know who I am. God, I am so glad you didn't start a band in the butt rock area.
Not too late.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.